الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Respected viewers of Madani Channel, we once again welcome you in our program, Backgrounds of Quranic Revelations. In this program, we select one ayah from the Holy Quran and we talk about its reason of revelation, its background, when and why was that revealed. Respected viewers, today, beautiful verse from the Holy Quran from Surah Al-An'am, verse number 52, we'll be discussing today. But before we proceed towards our topic of the day, let's make a few good intentions. My Shaykh Tariqat, Amir of Ahlul Sunnah, Zati Allama, Maulana, Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri. Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliya has given us a beautiful mindset that we should make good intentions before we perform any permissible task or any good deed. As I am presenting this program, I make this intention, I will present it for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you're watching this program, you can make this intention. You will watch from start to end. You'll remember what you learn, act upon, and pass this knowledge on to us too, insha'Allah azza wa jal. One more thing is very important in this regard that we should remember. The more intentions one makes for a particular task or any particular deed, higher the reward he can attain. He can easily multiply amount of reward he can attain if he adds as many good intentions as possible. Respecting this, ask your family members, children, to come sit in front of Madani Channel's TV screen and watch this program. Inshallah, if anyone comes, sits because of you, you will get the reward. And if they act upon, you will also get the reward for them to act upon, because you were the one who invited them towards this good deed. Let's now listen to the recitation of the verse which we have selected for you in this very episode. Surah Al-An'am, verse number 52. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم
ولا تطرد الذين يدعون ربهم بالغداة والعشي يريدون وجهه ما عليك من حسابهم شيء وما من حسابك عليهم من شيء فتطردهم فتكون من الظالمين.
Translation: And do not expel those who call upon their Lord morning and evening seeking His pleasure. You are not accountable for their reckoning, and they are not accountable for your reckoning. So, if you drive them away, then this matter would be far from justice. Respecting views, the part of this verse, and do not expel those who call upon their Lord morning and evening. If we talk about its background, the reason of revelation, then it is mentioned one group of disbelievers came in the court of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam. They saw that a group of poor companions radiyallahu ta'ala anhum are present around the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam, clothed in a lower quality garment. Seeing this, they said that we feel embarrassed in sitting near these people. You expel them from your gathering, we will embrace faith upon you and remain in your service. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallama did not accept this, upon which this very verse was revealed. And what was that? And do not expel those who call upon their Lord morning and evening seeking His pleasure. And you are not accountable for their reckoning, and they are not accountable for your reckoning. So if you drive them away, this matter would be far from justice. This beautiful verse was revealed. Respected viewers, And it was stated that do not distance these sincere and poor companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum from your court, who call upon their Lord in the morning and evening seeking his pleasure. And neither is there sustenance upon you that you may distance them due to their poverty, nor is your responsibility upon them. Everyone's account is upon Allah Almighty. He is the provider of sustenance to the entire creation. And besides him, no one's account is upon anyone. The second meaning of this verse, which is mentioned in Surah Al-Jinan, it is mentioned as following. The disbelievers meant to taunt the poor companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum, saying that they are present in the court of Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam due to their poverty, as you get some food there. They are not sincere. Astaghfirullah. Upon this, firstly, the sincerity of the companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum was mentioned, stating that they worship Allah Almighty day and night seeking His pleasure. Then it was stated that, O beloved sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, investigating their states is not necessary upon you to find out whether they are sincere with you or not. Rather, keep honoring them with the blessing of your august company. The summary of the entire discussion is that the poor companions that have been mentioned above are deserving of attaining proximity in your court. It is befitting and appropriate not to distance them. Subhanallah. Respected viewers of Madanisha, what a beautiful verse. And we understand the fact that those, they are poor, they are less fortunate, but they have got connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They do dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They have got more proximity in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person who possesses wealth may be not that close to Allah than the person who is poor, but he is closer in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala due to sincerity, due to doing dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The yardstick is taqwa, yardstick is piety. The more pious one is, he will be more closer in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, more dearer in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and ability to understand true meaning of the Quran. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq that we attain taqwa, we attain piety, we do dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in abundance, in the day, in the night, in the evening, in the morning, while even turning our side while we are sleeping. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and ability to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen. That's all for today. We'll be back with another beautiful episode, with another beautiful message from the Holy Quran. Until next time, keep watching Madani channel. Keep reciting Salat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wa tasteem. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Quran.